On Franklin and Marshall College Week, does your environment change your emotional reactions? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Carlotta Botrys, assistant professor of psychology, examines this question.
Disgust is believed to be a basic human emotion, which evolved to aid human survival, with pathogen disgust deterring possible sources of infection. Anecdotal evidence suggests that in times of need, disgust can be temporarily suspended to fulfill more immediate goals, yet no study has investigated whether changes in the harshness of the environment can elicit changes in disgust sensitivity. In our study, we examined whether disgust sensitivity temporarily changes with the environment. To answer this question, we tested university students whose environment was not changing and university student cadets undergoing an intensive 10-day training at an army camp. All participants completed the study three separate times with time intervals of 3 days between each testing session. Session one was conducted on the first day of the camp before the training commenced, and sessions two and three were conducted during the training. We presented participants with questions intended to measure perceived changes in the environment, as well as with pathogen disgust questions. We found no difference in the environment questions in the student group over time. However, the cadet group reported higher levels of stress, physical strain, mental pressure, pain, being more out of their comfort zone, and being shouted at more. For the pathogen disgust questions, the mean scores went largely unchanged for the student group, but they changed significantly in the cadet group. More specifically, pathogen disgust sensitivity decreased from the start of the training camp and remained constant at the lower level throughout the training camp. Our results suggest there may be an association between pathogen sensitivity levels and perceived environmental harshness. Decreasing pathogen disgust in a harsher environment would increase survival, allowing individuals to consume what's available when resources are scarce. Our study provides a meaningful first step in understanding the malleability of disgust sensitivity and its relationship with environmental harshness.
And that was Carlotta Botrys of Franklin and Marshall College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.